This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukraine says United States experts are looking into the crash of a newly received F-16. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Ukraine's Air Force commander says U.S. experts have joined a probe into why an F-16 warplane that Ukraine received from its Western partners crashed earlier this week during a Russian bombardment. The Air Force chief says that a detailed analysis is already being conducted into why the fighter went down on Monday when Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage. He's directed scathing criticism at unconfirmed claims the fighter jet was brought down by a U.S.-made Patriot air defense missile operated by Ukrainian forces. The crash was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine, where they arrived at the end of last month. At least six of the warplanes are believed to have been delivered by European countries. I'm Charles De La Desma.
The arrest of Telegram CEO Pavel Durov in France last Saturday is reverberating around the world. Durov is under a formal investigation Wednesday over alleged illegal activities on Telegram, as VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
French investigators say Telegram failed to comply with laws on moderating content. Telegram has over 900 million global users. It is widely used by both the Russian and Ukrainian militaries. Durov could seek to strike a deal with prosecutors, says TJ McIntyre, an associate professor at University College Dublin's School of Law.
It's technically possible for Telegram to get access to the contents of communications of people who might think that they're encrypted. So that creates a treasure trove of data, which intelligence authorities in a lot of jurisdictions, not just France, would no doubt love to have access to.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news any